The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
We will put it out together. We'll put a proposal
That's
together.
That's what I'm saying.
And we will say this is a team building, team bonding experience. Just think of how much better we'll be on the radio.
And he could write it off.
If we get some floor seats to the Bucks in the finals.
We just have to make sure it's a day game probably, though.
Why?
Well, because you guys would have to work, or?
Chewy falls asleep at 8.
Chewy, will you stay awake for a Bucks finals NBA game?
No.
She really thought the answer was going to be yes.
Help me help you. This was your idea.
I know.
She really thought the answer was going to be yes.
Well, I thought he would say, absolutely. Bucks in the finals? I'll stay up for that.
The big NBA expert? Of course he would.
He's over here bringing melatonin.
Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Gonna be a good weekend. Bucks are gonna sweep. I can feel it in my bones.
Over.
It's been over.
You know when it was over? I texted you guys. Game two Monday. Bryn Forbes, three-pointer, made it 29-10. Texted you guys. Series over. It was over. It's been over.
All right. Fast forward. They play the Nets.
That series is over,
too. Can we just enjoy them winning this series for a second?
Then we're just going to skip over the fact that you told me I should be worried about the Heat? We're just going to skip over that?
You said five.
Got a chance. Gentleman's sweep.
You said that's four games is not a gentleman's sweep. Well, that's just a sweep.
I honestly thought that maybe the Heat would come with a sense of life, some sense of urgency to one of these games at home. Nope. They just don't have the horses. They just don't have the horses to keep up with the Bucks.
It's almost like the bubble was a little bit of a fluke. Weird.
So I can't ask my question then.
Okay, no, of course, ask your question. No, what's your question?
Fast forward to the Nets.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't want to. Well, I'll ask it.
I don't want to, but I
They
but
lose
I must.
In seven, what happens?
But I must.
They lose in
what
seven.
What are we doing?
What happens?
They lose in seven.
The Nets, well, nothing probably happens to the Nets
they
when
lose
they lose
in seven. What happens?
It depends on how they lose, if we're going to play this hypothetical thing out.
What happened?
Is everybody healthy? Are you trying to
Everyone's
talk about like
fine. Copacetic, everything's great across the board.
Except that they lost
seven close games. They just come up a little short in the seventh game. What happened?
Are you talking about Bud?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Coach Bud?
He's 100. That's the only thing that could happen. Was
to keep him. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You keep him?
And that's the only thing that could. My guess is that they would get rid of him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I just assumed it was a close game against the Nets. He'd be safe.
Yeah, you got to have the results.
Because this really should be the Eastern Conference Finals. Would you agree?
Nets,
those are the two best teams in the East. Yes,
they beat the Nets. They're in the finals.
You know,
they're not losing to the Sixers.
You know, it came out yesterday. Zach Lowe had a piece where he said that the Bucks kind of had this like team meeting and came to a consensus that they were not going to dog it against the Heat in that last regular season matchup against them that would have changed the seeding and matched them up against the Knicks instead of the Heat because they didn't want to send a message that they were scared of anybody. I thought that was good, that they had like a team meeting, came together, they weighed the pros and cons, and ultimately they decided, we'll take all comers.
Well,
we're not scared.
Why are you saying they're not going to lose to the Nets?
I feel uber confident that the Bucks are going to win that series.
I got it as a coin toss.
I think that's fair, but I still, even if you want to lean 51-49, I'm still leaning Bucks 51-49. You can see everything they've done this series is what everyone has been asking of Bud for the last 2 years, which is one word, adjustment. Make adjustments. That's
absolutely.
It. And he's done it. Look,
and it's been great.
And the game one, I know we didn't talk about it, but like game one was a super duper outlier game for the Heat and for the Bucks for that matter. The Heat hit 23s. Like Duncan Robinson hit 7 threes in that game, and the Heat still lost. The series should have been, honestly, you should have thought it was over at that point.
Yeah, but you can't discount the Nets because they're good. Right.
No, I don't think anybody's discounting the Nets. It's going to be a fun series, but the one thing that the Bucks do better than the Nets is the defense that they've played against the Heat has been unbelievable. They have made the Heat so damn uncomfortable.
Yeah, all of
it. And I mean, and the Nets are still going to get uncomfortable buckets because they've got guys that can score. Even if you play the best defense you can against them, they still might be able to score.
Well,
Kyrie's really good. KD can do that. They've just got guys that are really good at
doing
that.
Let me ask you this, because as of June 1, the Bucks are going to be playing in front of a full stadium, correct?
I think so.
16-5, so it's near. I think that's like 90%. But yeah, they're
going
to be.
And then where
as close
are
possible.
Where do we know where Brooklyn's going to be at?
Because New York's similar. Because the Knicks, for example, have had basically full crowds. So Brooklyn, I'm going to imagine, will be similar.
Okay. Because I was thinking that would have been a huge advantage if, say, Brooklyn was at 50% capacity and the Bucks were close to 100.
They'll both be close to like 90% capacity.
Right. So okay.
When I'm watching these games, and maybe you guys are like me, I can't decide who my favorite is. Like for a moment, I'm like, yeah, Giannis, go Giannis, let's do it, Giannis. And then I'm like, oh, Drew Holiday has been an assist machine. He has been a dime factory. He has been a dish washer. Couldn't think of the dish one. I had the other ones, but I couldn't think of the dish one.
We got to park on that
assists.
For a second.
12 assists and 15 assists in back-to-back games.
What the hell
did you just say?
Best you came up with? He's the dish washer.
What does that mean?
I'm saying he's been a dime machine. He's been an assist factory. He's been a dish.
What dishwasher have you ever had to put dimes into? You're using
your
dishwasher
wrong.
Right
now? These are all phrases that mean assist.
Yeah,
I've never heard dishwasher.
Neither have I, guys. I got stuck. Are we really losing me here? I got stuck. I said dish, and I wanted to think like.
But it seems like you're trying
machine,
to rationalize
it.
Not
at all.
It's
it was
bad.
A total mistake. Dish washer. That was the only thing that I could come up with.
I can't get over this. This is going to be stuck in my head all day. Now, you called him a dishwasher. Is it positive? Like he works in a Denny's.
This show is very aggressive today. This is like a Monday.
I think we're all really excited that we have Monday off. Like a legit 3-day weekend coming up.
I don't have any days off, all right? I work every day.
What are you doing tomorrow?
I don't know.
If you're working so hard over there.
I'm eating barbecue.
Ooh.
And wearing a parka.
Maybe we should come over to Chewy's house. Then we can team bond over some barbecue. Huh?
Are you okay, Jen?
Watch some soccer?
After the Drew Holiday assist, then I go to P.J. Tucker, who's been playing unbelievable defense. Sometimes I will just ISO watch P.J. Tucker just to see how pesky he is, just to see how much he's annoying the guy on the other
team.
He
is like a lawn cutter.
He's like a weed whacker.
He is.
We'll call him John Deere.
We call him the garbage disposal.
Actually, I do want to play some audio from P.J. Tucker last night after the game. He had a fun name for the Bucks themselves as he was asked about him.
We dogs. That's all we talk about. That's all I ever talk about. We gotta be dogs.
They're dogs.
No, they're dog walkers.
They're dogs.
Is that how he really talks?
Yeah. I mean, he might be a little hoarse. So P.J. Tucker is one of the most vocal players in the NBA. He is always talking, and not like trash talking. Like, he's talking and communicating on defense.
I love
his
voice, though.
Yelling.
It's almost like Shaq when Shaq does his.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a little... I'm sorry. He was going to do a Shaq.
I was ready for it.
Who was?
You were.
I was?
Oh, we thought you were taking a deep breath to do a Shaq impression. Do you have one?
Oh, not really.
No.
That sounded like a surfer, dude. Yeah.
Well, I can admit that
that's
I don't.
That's closer to Doc Rivers.
Then after P.J. Tucker, then I'm like Bryn Forbes coming off the bench, knocking down triples, obviously had a huge game too. And every time I see him, I'm like, that's my guy. Vote for Pedro.
We call him the refrigerator.
We call him the microwave.
Yeah. Oh, I love the microwave.
But the microwave actually makes sense.
Do you know who the microwave is?
Because he heats up quickly.
He's heating up.
He hits up
quickly. Whoa. Do you know who the microwave is?
Vinnie Johnson, right?
Yeah.
For 90s, 80s, 90s.
I like you a little better than I did yesterday.
What appliance would you call Giannis?
I would call him.
Right now or in general?
No, I mean, if we're going with the dishwasher and the dog walker and the microwave.
The air fryer. The air fryer.
The air
fryers are so overrated, though.
Oh, so, well, that sounds insulting then. Yeah, let's find something else.
It is.
You're trying to say Giannis is overrated?
You know what else is overrated? Sous vide. People have been trying to get me to get a sous vide. Overrated.
What is a sous vide?
Sous vide?
Yeah.
A souffle?
No, sous vide. Sous vide?
Suits.
Duvet. What?
The thing you put your meat in water?
Oh.
That's called
a shower.
You put the meat in the water and you cook it.
It's called a warm bath.
I know. We all know what you're talking about, but this is way more fun.
Why does it always got to go there?
Is it really sous vide?
Every single time.
I mean, the way you had your hand and the way you dropped it down, like, it just gave me a very...
Is it really called sous vide? I didn't know that's what it was called.
Souvé?
S-O-U-S space V-I-D-E.
Oh, that sounds French or something. S-O-U-S, like sous chef. So sous, and then what's the last part?
V-I-D-E.
You've never heard of it? It's like the new thing.
Yeah, I knew. I've seen it on like cooking competitions and stuff.
Is that what we're calling Giannis?
Yes. No, because it's not good. We can't call him that.
So is he the grill? He's like your Weber grill?
Yeah. You
think? I'm trying to think. Because Giannis kind of does everything.
What does everything in your kitchen besides
me?
Or
in your house. It's called a wife.
I don't have that wife.
I don't know what sound effect to hit there.
All right, well, we got to think about this. If we're assigning appliances to each member of the Bucks, we got to figure out what Giannis is. Is he the vacuum cleaner?
No, it's got to be able to do multiple things. What in the kitchen?
I mean, you could argue like a knife, but even then, like, it's limited to some things. Food processor.
Brandon in Iron Ridge saying Giannis is the pizza oven because every kitchen needs that.
Yes,
Steve saying
I would agree.
He's the trash compactor or the garbage disposal. Dan from Salem weighing in saying microwave in basketball means instant offense.
Yes.
I think we're good on the microwave.
I got nothing. Washer and dryer.
I would think that you'd call him the lawnmower since we know how fondly you feel about your John Deere. Should we just call him the John Deere? People be like, why are you calling Giannis the John Deere? There is a parallel there with the deer and the bucks.
The amount that we listen to each other on the show is unbelievable.
Did you call him John Deere already?
I did.
Oh, like that was when I was down spiraling after you guys came at me about dishwasher, which was clearly a joke. For sure. I had to pull myself out of the depths of frustration. 800-990-3776. That's the number here for Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Let us know, what appliance should we call Giannis? Also, we are still looking for suggestions on our unofficial, official first date. 800-990-3776. More after this.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know what it means, but it's Ola with a silent J.
On 94.5 ESPN.
You guys have heard me talk about my affinity for Culligan Water of Waukesha and CulliganSafeWater.com. And you're like, Jen, you talk about water so much. I know, because it's so important. It's a huge relief to know that Culligan Water came out to our house in Mequon, pulled a water sample, sent it out to the lab, let us know exactly what is in our water, and then they recommended a plan. They installed a drinking water reverse osmosis system. It removes all the contaminants so we have clean, safe drinking water in our home. And the other thing, guys, they will come out to our house and drop off the salt on our front stoop. If we're home, their technicians will walk it down to the brine tank, open it up, drop it in for us. No muss, no fuss. If you're interested to start your water journey with Culligan, you should go to CulliganSafeWater.com. They will test your water, determine the best fit for you and your family, because it is a big deal. Just head over to CulliganSafeWater.com, CulliganSafeWater.com, and tell them Jen sent you. Lots of reaction to what are the appliances that best compare to the Bucks starting five and beyond. Go with some of the bench guys as well. Lots of reaction on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. 800-990-3776 is the number. We've got Jason in Lake Geneva on the line. Good morning, Jason. What's your appliance?
Good morning, you guys. Giannis is the ninja because he slices and dices and shreds the defense.
Kind of like it. One of those little blender things, right? The ninja?
You bet, yes. Yeah.
I was going to say the mop.
Because he also
cleans up.
Because here's the problem with Giannis. Like, finding something that... Because I like the ninja in terms of the offense, but that does nothing for the defense. He's also the reigning defensive player of the year. Like, Giannis kind of does a lot of different things. So it's just hard to find one item that you're using in your kitchen that just kind of encompasses everything.
No, it's tough.
Gavin and Racine saying Giannis is the fridge or freezer. Forbes is the microwave. Chris is the oven. Drew is the blender. PJ Tucker and Portis are your assorted cutlery. Dante and Pat are the stovetop. Lopez is the sink because he cleans up. And Bud is the light fixture. But you got to have light. Got to have light. I mean, can't cook in the dark.
Correct.
Alan in Milwaukee, you're on next with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Alan. What's your nickname?
Hey, how's it going, guys and girls? Since it's the place in the house where all the good stuff is, I'm going to call them the entertainment center.
Ooh, the man cave.
Yes.
Yes.
I like it.
Okay.
I like the entertainment center.
Ryan and McGuanago going similarly, but different, saying Giannis is the liquor cabinet because you can't get enough of it and you need it all the time.
Okay.
Ding.
Man, that's...
Steve says...
I'm concerned about Ryan and
McGuanago. Steve says the
general, me too.
Although I think many people in Wisconsin would agree with that, right?
Yeah, like, but...
In Wisconsin, it feels like liquor is the fourth meal of the day. You got your breakfast, you got your lunch, you got your dinner, and you got your liquor.
Sometimes it just replaces a meal every now and then.
Sounds pretty valuable, then.
Nice little liquid dinner.
Kind of understand where Ryan and McGuanago is coming from.
Who
Steve,
among us
like
hasn't
said,
drank our calories for the evening?
Steve saying, the ice machine. I would need some explanation on that, because he's ice cold, because he's...
Okay, actually, I might be able to
chill.
Work with this one.
All right, what do you got?
I'm thinking about it from a hotel perspective. What's one of the first things you do when you check into your room at a hotel?
Slide
the card over the little peephole so somebody can...
All right, you're right. I had no idea what I was doing with this one. What the hell is wrong with you?
I take the hand towel, get it a little wet, grab the lotion, and put it on JT's pillow. And I laugh every single time. And he has the same reaction that you had.
And you take a picture, though, right? You got to have that photographic evidence.
Yeah, well, back
didn't
in the
have,
day.
Yeah, camera phones in 1995.
But if you were doing it today, you would, right? Document that?
Oh, I'm an idiot. I just laugh at some of the dumbest. That's
Chewy
funny.
Was right? Holy.
Yeah.
Chewy was right.
Is that because he said, I'm an idiot?
I don't want to answer that question.
So back to the hotel. I'll be quiet. Give us your hotel take.
So one of the first things you do when you go to a hotel room, usually you go get ice, right? In the ice bucket, you go find it. Reliable. You know you have to have it. Well, I'm just trying to help Steve out here. You know what I mean?
Of all of us in here, who stays in the hotels the most?
You?
You.
I've never used the ice machine in a hotel.
No, you call
Not
room service and
time.
Say, hey, can I get a bucket of ice?
Every time I've been into a hotel, I've used the ice machine.
I've never used the ice machine. Am I doing it wrong?
Yes.
Am I hoteling wrong?
For the sake of my own argument, yes.
Have you never put a bunch of beer in the sink and filled it up with ice?
See, I think that's where it is. Think about what my trips are. Work trips. Now I know.
Have you never put some beers
well,
in the sink?
You just told us you get crushed at work.
Now
when
I know.
You go to functions.
We haven't really set a reliable baseline here, but I typically am not drinking beers.
The first
at work.
Thing. I don't know. First thing you do when you get into a hotel?
Did you hear
hotel?
What I said my first thing is? I take the extra key that they've given me and I slide it in front of the peephole so I don't get Aaron Andrews'd.
For real?
The first thing I do. Take the extra key. It's a little key card.
Okay.
Slide it in front of the peephole.
How do you get it to stay there?
Well, I'll tell you exactly. There is the emergency exit.
Yeah.
Little placard, usually right below the keyhole.
Yeah.
It usually just tucks right behind that little thing and stands up and covers the hole. Now, a lot of hotels now will have little flaps that go over the peephole.
Yeah.
Kind of slide. And so you don't need to use the keyhole, but that's the very first thing I do. Especially if when I check into a hotel, the person at the front desk has been like, Miss Latta, your room is 472. Have a great stay. You're like, yeah, I'm going to need a different room. Thanks.
I'm comfortable with my body. I don't mind if people look. Reverse peephole.
I don't think
reverse peephole.
That.
That's in a window.
Exactly.
Wait, so if you knew someone was watching, would you kind of just like...
This is a weird discussion.
Da,
what are we doing here?
Da,
what
the hell is happening?
Let's see. For a good 15 years of my career, I walked around naked with a bunch of guys. No, I really don't have a lot of concerns.
800-990-3776. What appliance would you consider Giannis? We're still working on that one. This coming from me before saying that Drew Holiday was an assist factory, a dime machine, and then I accidentally said dishwasher. And the guys were like, well, if we're going to assign appliances to the players, we should probably figure out what Giannis is. Lots of good suggestions on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line, 800-990-3776. Speaking of Giannis, guys, they... you know, I did Market Madness with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin last week. Giannis is on to the next round. He's going up against T.Y. Hilton. T.Y. Hilton, the representative from Indianapolis.
Yikes.
Yikes. But who else would it be?
But how is
from
T.Y.
Indy?
But how is T.Y. Hilton
yeah,
making
how
it
was,
this
yeah.
far?
I don't know what round we're in.
But how is T.Y. Hilton getting it past any preliminaries?
No idea. But Giannis is up against T.Y. Hilton in whatever round of market madness Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin are in. I think he's going to smoke him. Ooh, maybe that's it. Maybe he should be the smoker.
Ooh. A lot of people smoking this weekend.
Slow burn.
Smoking meat.
Smoking meat. Well, a lot of people smoking this weekend.
What?
Yeah, you're right. A lot of people smoking.
Well, who,
be the smoker.
When you go Indianapolis for current players, who else is there? Carson Wentz? I mean, is Carson... I mean, Giannis is going to walk against T.Y. Hilton. Who on the Pacers? Who's their best player? Brogdon? They don't have baseball.
No, they do not.
When you think Colts, what do you think?
Peyton Andrew Manning. Luck, who's not there anymore.
Dwight
Marvin
Freeney?
Marvin Harrison.
Yeah, right. All of those
Reggie
guys.
Reggie Wayne.
To be honest, it's kind of a
Joseph
kind of slim pickings there in Indianapolis.
That's why I'm like kind of shocked that
any sort of
advancement.
Who did he beat?
Yeah.
See, I don't know where we are in the bracket.
Okay.
Maybe this is the first round. Maybe Giannis just got T.Y. Hilton because he was the number one athlete out of Indianapolis, because Giannis was the number one guy that I put out there on the list. And he's crushing. He's doing really well wherever he is. I just haven't seen a full bracket yet. But anyway, you can go to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin's Twitter account. You can vote for Giannis to make sure he advances to the next round. Of course, the big controversy there was that I picked Giannis over Aaron Rodgers because of the drama that is surrounding Aaron right now. My rationalization was commitment, loyalty, Giannis signing the Supermax back in December, committing to the Milwaukee area, and of course, the story that we've all heard now that Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay. So go ahead and get your vote in on that. I don't think it would be a lot of people around here voting
for
T.Y. Hilton.
Sweet 16 matchup?
So they're in the Sweet 16? Do you have the full bracket there?
I don't have the full. Just the tweet says Sweet 16 matchup. One name wonders.
What are some, like, who they use for Chicago?
Ooh,
like, who's
the
face of Chicago?
Anthony Rizzo? I'm guessing right now it's Anthony Rizzo.
Over Chris Bryant?
Over Chris Bryant, yeah.
Why do you have to go Cubs?
Well, I mean, who from the Bulls?
I'm thinking Bears.
I mean, I'd go Baez before I'd go Rizzo.
Yeah, I would too. I would certainly go Khalil Mack over anybody.
Probably.
Right?
No.
Well, let me ask you a question. Would Justin Fields be in the conversation right now?
I don't think so.
Hasn't done anything. But first-round draft pick and quarterback for the Chicago Bears.
No, not over Khalil Mack.
What was the criteria again for this, Jen? Do you remember?
If you walked into a bar, you're not buying a drink. You're the most popular.
Are you introducing? Was there any follow up of? Do you have to introduce yourself, or everyone just recognizes?
Yeah, I think it's the recognizability.
Because I like Khalil Mack. I don't think people are recognizing him if he just walks into any random bar.
Yeah, you would.
You think so?
Because he's massive.
No, I get that, but I still think even in Chicago, the baseball, that's why I think
it
is Rizzo O'Brien.
You know who it should be? Hands down, without question.
Tim Anderson, I agree.
The most recognizable
person in Chicago.
He's going to say La Russa.
Oh, my God.
Right
he's going
now
to. Yes. Oh, my God.
Is Anthony La Russa.
You hoped you knew his
hands
middle name,
down.
But you didn't, right?
Is it Tony?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's Tony,
Anthony,
right?
Joseph La Russa.
Yes.
Anthony.
Tony is.
Hands down. Give me someone else who's more recognizable in Chicago than him right now.
More hated, nobody.
So you're taking the manager of the number two baseball team and saying he's the most recognizable face in Chicago?
Yes.
He would definitely win most leathery face.
And biggest.
He would win the oldest face.
He'd win the most Hall of Fame baseball person face.
Have you seen my ring?
I want to know what his middle name is. I've Googled it and it didn't show up.
He doesn't have one.
He doesn't have a middle name?
That's how old he is.
Yeah,
they didn't have middle names back when they were, you know, when
they
he was
weren't
born.
Invented.
Hey, speaking of names, I was thinking about this morning as I was reading the Shohei Ohtani story about how Shohei Ohtani's start was pushed back, Angels versus A's, because he got stuck in traffic and then he had an issue on the BART. And I was like, the BART? What does the BART even stand for? And then my brain went, does anyone name their kid BART anymore? Like, Bart has obviously been made famous by Bart Simpson,
yeah.
Bart
Starr.
But beyond that, man, you're not meeting a lot of Barts.
Famous Barts.
Bartolo Colon.
That's not Bart.
But it is Bart.
But nobody calls him Bart.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Bart Scott on ESPN.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah, there's not a lot of Barts out there.
Is there an older name than Bartholomew? Like, if you met a Bartholomew, tell me you wouldn't go, come again?
Jedediah.
Sorry, what? Ooh, Jedediah is good.
Yeah.
Jedediah or Bartholomew. I think we should put it on the poll.
Which one's older?
Which is older? Which sounds older? Bartholomew or Jedediah? Jedediah always will remind me of Weird Al Yankovic, because didn't he talk about Jedediah churning the butter or something like that in one of his spoofs?
Yes.
Though it was Gangster's Paradise. It was Amish Paradise.
That was the the parody.
God, I hate my brain sometimes. Like, why is that even in there? Like, what good is that doing?
I mean, in fairness, in the middle 90s, the Bad Hair Day Weird Al Yankovic album was pretty big.
We put it on the poll. Which name is older? Which name sounds older, Bartholomew or Jedediah? This, of course, in honor of the Bart. We'll get into that story about Shohei Ohtani and the Bart right after this.
I do want to tell you about my friends over at Ewald Automotive. Not only have they helped me, but they're about to help our friend Ashton in that market for a new car, and Ewald Automotive made it easy for him. You just go to ewaldauto.com, you browse their inventory, see what the max allowance could be when you're trading in your car. Plus, this month, Ewald wants to salute those who serve and brave first responders. Service members and families benefit from Ewald's Military Advantage program with special pricing and incentives on every vehicle. Plus, all month long, Ewald making donations for every car sold to military and first responder charities. Visit ewaldauto.com for locations, hours, and to fill out the short questionnaire about your vehicle. Ewald Auto, making it easy for you for over 56 years.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's quite intimidating. The picture I wanted to use of Chewy was
so
good.
He looks like such a doofus.
He is a doofus. He looks like he is a doofus.
I think he has gotten better looking with age. Like, he's a good looking dude now. Not that he's, you know, unattractive in this picture. He just kind of looks like a doofus.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Ohtani's start was pushed back a day because of traffic. Bad traffic. Got stuck in traffic. Now, we could go into a whole story about how, which is what a lot of people were attaching themselves to, that baseball teams don't even stay in Oakland. They won't even stay in Oakland.
Have you ever been to Oakland?
I have not.
There's a story.
Is it a good story?
I can't tell it on air.
What?
So it's a really good story. So Shohei Ohtani misses his start because there was bad traffic. So then I guess there was a story put out about how the team ended up taking the BART or trying to take the BART. I didn't even know what the BART was, but apparently it's the transportation system in the Oakland area. It's kind of like the T or the Metro.
If I had to guess, Bay Area Railroad Transit,
that's
something like that.
Probably exactly.
That's exactly what
it
is. Gabe, congratulations. You win a prize.
Whew, what do I win?
You have to keep doing the show for 23 minutes.
Ooh.
Damn it. It doesn't sound like a prize, does it? So a reporter put out there was an accident on the Bay Bridge, so the Angels team bus couldn't make it to Oakland, so they had to take the BART, which we just established is the transportation system there. But there was an issue there, too. Ohtani didn't have enough time to get ready for his start, so it's pushed back tomorrow. So my first thought is, think about it being you being a fan, and you wanted to go see Shohei Ohtani play because he's one of the hottest things in baseball and in sports right now, and all of a sudden you get there, and it's like, and he's not pitching. Cool. Great. Awesome. Not going to be able to get out to tomorrow's game, guys. But even more so, who among us hasn't missed something because of traffic? Or, more accurately, who among us hasn't missed something and said it was because of traffic? If I'm ever late for an appointment, that's my go-to, guys. Oh, I'm stuck in traffic.
There was an incident.
What kind can of you incident? Actually tell this one, though?
Yeah, I can tell this one at the Pro Bowl.
Ooh, okay.
First one, me and Brett.
First one for both of you or just the first one for you?
First one for me. Might have been the first one Brett went to. But so when you're the MVP of the league, you get the posh suite at the top of the hotel.
Sure.
Which happened to be about 40 minutes outside of Honolulu. Well, just to be clear,
you weren't the MVP.
No, I was just riding the coattails.
Yeah, great, great.
On the couch, sure. Hung over like
confused.
A bear. Well, make a long story short, we didn't know we overslept.
You never do.
Until we walked out of the hotel and we're like, where's the bus? Where's the bus? It left about a half hour ago. We didn't have a car. We didn't have a rental car. And obviously, everyone at the hotel Makes sense. They're at the game, right?
Yeah.
So I start to sweat. Brett doesn't. He's cleaning his ears. And we're like, what are we going to do?
He literally was just there with a finger in his ears.
No, he cleans his ears more than anyone I know. So, like, what are we going to do? He's like, and we both grew up poor. We're like, could steal a car, I guess.
Wait, you guys.
There's no one there, Gabe. They're all at the game. Guys, the hotel is empty. We're like, what do we do?
The first thought, not like, hey, let's see if the front desk has a courtesy vehicle that
or
we can
a
use.
Taxi.
Your first thought was, hey, let's maybe we could steal a car.
Yes.
And I don't doubt that between the two of you, somehow,
we
despite you being idiots,
yes.
You could have hotwired a
sure.
car.
Sure. So we're walking around pacing. We're like, oh, man, what do we do? So here comes Mr. Cool California Steve Young with Harris Barton, right? So they're like, hey, guys, we're like, can we get a ride? They're like, yeah, all we got is a convertible Sebring, though. So me and Brett have our, because Harris Barton is huge.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
We have our feet on the small little seats Wait. Behind a Sebring, and we're sitting on top of the car.
Why were they
going
late?
Down the hot? Because they don't care. Steve Young is probably in his whatever year. So the game starts at like 1. It's like 12:15. Now, Brett doesn't care because he's Brett, but I'm sweating a little bit. You know, I'm like, how are we going to
Wait, who's
do?
Coaching this Pro Bowl?
Holmgren.
Oh, no.
And the guys. So we get to the stadium, this, that, and the other three don't really care. And who do you think's going to get yelled at? Me.
It's probably not Harrison. We know it's not going
to
be Brett.
Both teams are in warm-ups. And we have to walk across the entire field to get to our locker room, which is on the other tunnel. And normally you'd go in a straight line, right? So I see Holmgren eyeball, steam coming out of his ears. No one else cares. So I start drifting instead of walking the straight line. I start drifting to the visitor's sideline. And he's just straight line, beeline, and tore me. Towards me, doesn't care about the other guys. And I remember he just comes up to me and goes, you're playing the whole freaking game.
My guess is he said something stronger.
It's 90. I'm sweating out everything I drank the night before.
Oh, so you're getting a little buzz during the game?
And he's getting a little contact high off of the alcohol coming off of you?
Yeah, and I'm not under contract. I'm a free agent.
Oh, no.
And he made me play the whole darn game, and I did.
How'd you do?
I sucked.
How much of a game did Steve play?
But going back to what Craig said earlier, it's more important to be memorable than good.
That was memorable.
It sounds like it. You're still telling the story.
I don't know if it was memorable for anyone else.
Probably not. Yeah, so.
If we asked Steve Young, if we ever had Steve Young on the show,
he wouldn't even remember.
You don't think he'd remember?
He might remember cramming you two momos in the back of his car.
He might just from the sitting on top of the hood of the Sebring.
It seems like if you and Brett are sitting on like a convertible, like somebody would if they're going through a parade and waving at the crowd.
That's what it was like, yeah.
But you guys are having to go 40 minutes to a stadium. I would think that that would be something Steve Young would remember.
Yeah, you're probably right. He probably loved the whole thing, too. Because Holmgren was his position coach.
Yeah, he knew Holmgren in San Francisco.
And that's a totally different relationship.
Oh, yeah, than the head coach.
Than the head coach, so. I'm telling you, he's a scary guy. And do not get him on again, because then I just sweat the whole flipping time.
Holmgren?
I'm so excited for that.
No. You want to, and Gabe's seen it, you want to make me squirm?
Yes.
No, I'm not going to say it. Don't do it, because I will walk out.
No, you won't.
I will.
For content's sake, that would be really funny for us.
No. So.
But the only reason he would agree to come on is because of you. Like, when we had him on in the past, the only reason he returned my phone call is because I said, I host a show with Mark Chmura.
And he was so great, but still scared to death of him.
Which reminds me, it kind of goes back to this poll question that we put on the ESPN Milwaukee Twitter account. If you remember something 5 or more years later, does it automatically make it not a terrible event? 92% of people are saying no. And I think we've talked about how people remember the bad things more than they remember the good, because it's a survival mechanism.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
It's like an evolutionary trait. So you having Holmgren as kind of this like feared entity, this feared person, goes back to you trying to survive all those years with him basically holding your fate in his hands.
And on that same trip, I remember me, Brett, Holmgren were golfing with Holmgren's right-hand man, and I'm going into my fifth year, just finished my fourth. I'm not under contract, and he just came up to me and he said, "You will re-sign here." I'm like, yes, sir. I will.
Certainly I will. Thank you for your input.
But that's how intimidating, yeah, he was.
We put it on the poll. Which name sounds older, Jedediah or Bartholomew? It is 50-50 right now.
Really?
Jedediah, Bartholomew. My friend Jake weighing in saying, what about Methuselah?
Is that a woman's name?
Methuselah sounds older than both of those.
Well, yeah, I think there are some women's names that have like...
I would take Jebediah any day of the week.
That's Jedediah. Not on the list.
Jedediah. What? Jedediah.
No, it's Jeb.
I actually know a Jed, and I'm guessing his name is Jedediah.
It's Jeb.
Jed.
J-E-B.
Methuselah, I'm guaranteeing, is one of those words that wasn't really a word, but you had alphabet soup in front of you, and you just started fishing letters out. I'll take an M.
No.
Oh, got an E.
I believe.
A T. Methuselah.
The origin is Medusa. Right?
I don't think they're related at all.
Ursula? The Little Mermaid?
No, it's Jeb.
My aunt's name is Ursula.
Ursula will always be the Little Mermaid. There's no chance anybody ever trumps that crazy purple lady, the sea witch from Little Mermaid.
Jebediah Adams.
Jebediah with a B? Wait a minute. So you're trying to tell me that because there's one person.
I've never seen you do something so excitedly then flip that to prove you were right. Chewy just like turned his laptop so,
yes,
so quickly.
Apparently,
with a big
Jebediah
grin on
his face. Is a name.
Yes.
But it's not the name we put on the poll.
Oh.
Jedediah or Bartholomew, which name sounds older? This in honor of the BART, which Shohei Ohtani had to allegedly take and then didn't to get to the game on time, which he also didn't. Hey guys, I talk about my friends over at Great Midwest Bank a lot, and there's a good reason for it. Great Midwest Bank made our loan application and our mortgage incredibly easy. It took us a really long time to find our house, but once we found it, the very first call we made was to Great Midwest Bank. Great Midwest Bank, they make lending decisions made locally, and that means it's right where you live, which means the people who are drawing up your paperwork are your neighbors and your community members. They also provide incredible flexibility and value to customers while helping support your local community. Why? Because Great Midwest Bank has been a family-run business since 1985. That's almost as old as me. Four generations have been running Great Midwest Bank, and as a community bank, they don't answer to shareholders. That means they make their decisions with you in mind. If you're interested in maybe getting a loan, maybe getting a mortgage, Great Midwest Bank is easily the place you should go. You can find them online at greatmidwestbank.com. Again, it's greatmidwestbank.com. Tell them Jen, your neighbor and friend, sent you.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
In this instance.
You took my damn spot.
So if he's there today, will there be a throwdown confrontation?
Oh, you know me. No, there's not going to happen. Nothing's going to happen.
Do you want me to come home with you so there can be a throwdown confrontation?
Yeah, actually, can you... If you could fight my battles, I'd really appreciate that.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
It's Friday, and that means hot and cold. Let's get right to it.
It's time to take the temperature on the news of the week.
He's got more degrees than a thermometer.
Who's hot?
Oh, this was the best day ever.
And who's cold?
I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
On Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Who's hot? Who's cold? Is presented by Midwest Heating and Cooling, delivering trusted HVAC services to homeowners and businesses in southeastern Wisconsin. Midwest Heating and Cooling. When it comes to comfort, you deserve the best. Choose Midwest.
To start with the cold, other than the weather, and I think I won our bet because it is going to snow in the middle of the state. Ipso facto, I win. But my cold is this fan interaction at these NBA games is ridiculous. Now, I thought, I get Westbrook, the emotions are running high. It was popcorn, but the Trae Young thing, someone spits on me, there's a throwdown, right? The NBA better snip this thing in the bud, and I guess there was another incident
in Utah.
They better snip this thing in the bud.
Stop
and
saying
make the
snip. Snip this thing in the bud. What is this, a vasectomy? Nip!
It's not snip?
No.
Nip it in the bud. And you're a gardener.
Is he,
I thought it's snip in the bud.
Nah, it's nip.
Whatever. Yeah, they better put...
You probably do, though.
Look, sharp instruments and down there, I'm out like trout. They better nip it in the bud. Snip the nip in the bud.
I would think that you'd be a bigger fan of nips.
You're
than
making
snips.
Me cheek.
Someone else go, please.
Yeah, let me... I gotta... Can I tell it?
Yep.
Yes, no. Yeah, no.
My
no,
buddy got a vasectomy. No, I can't do
tell
it.
Tell the... No, you have to do this now.
You started.
Yeah, just once you start, you can't stop.
Just don't say his name, Frank.
He let another guy shave his satchel.
But, I mean, I'm sure that's like
no,
not...
No.
I don't think you get a choice.
Hey.
He's a doctor.
No, he wasn't a doctor.
He's a physician's assistant?
I don't think so.
A nurse?
I just walked in from off the street.
You need help with that?
I got a weird fetish. Gabe? No.
What?
Yeah, Gabe, you want to follow that up?
Uh-uh.
No, I don't want to follow that up.
Why don't you shave your own?
That's the...
That was my first question.
Why are you looking at me?
Jen, please go.
No, I don't have one. Okay, I got one. He did steal mine. I did have that. And I think you had
fans.
It as well,
yes,
right?
The fans
go ahead,
are awful.
Gabe, and
the pirates. The pirates are cool.
Yarr.
Are you kidding me? Step on first base. Just step on the base.
How do you shave it without grabbing a part of it? I mean, really?
Are we talking about the bag? The hobby? Step on the bag?
You've been to the doctor. They tell you to turn your head and cough. What do they do when you're turning and coughing?
Not at 52, they don't. Look, I have my degree in...
Something.
Kinesiology.
Something.
What's your degree actually in?
I don't know.
Communications, I'm sure. I'm 1,000,000% sure. You're right about the fans. The cold could obviously be the Pirates' first baseman who didn't just step on the bag. How about all the fans who are like, Javi Baez is a god? Javi Baez didn't do anything that spectacular. Like, the guy, it was a bumble. It was a mess up by the first baseman of the Pirates. Here's a hot for you. The Miami Heat know how to count. Well, at least the fans do. 1, 2, 3. They were counting during Giannis' free throws yesterday as though that was going to make a difference in the game. You took away all of Giannis' free throws yesterday, guys. Guess what happens? The Bucks still win.
You think they can count to 30?
Yeah, but we miscount crack. That's just...
I do miscount crack.
Yeah,
we should bring him back.
All right, Gabe, you got enough time to get to yours?
Yeah, I've got... we got enough time to, I think, go around one more. The city of Milwaukee is a hot for me because starting on Tuesday, a lot of things are going to be opening up. We've reached Memorial Day weekend. Is the weather today not that great? Of course not. But it's going to be getting warmer. The city of Milwaukee coming back this summer, baby. I'm excited for it.
I got a hot... Shaquille O'Neal yesterday on Inside the NBA was wearing a suit, as he normally does, but he forgot to take the tag off of his suit,
so it was
hanging there from the first button on his jacket, and I call this a hot because, thank you, Shaq helping us normalize returning clothes after you've worn them. Clearly, that's why he left the tag on. He left the tag on because he planned on returning the coat, okay? And I think we should normalize people who wear things and then return them to the store.
First of all, Jen... No, we can't normalize that. Second of all, there is
yes,
no
we
way
can.
That was just given to Shaq. There's
he
no
has
way
his
he
own clothing brand.
It.
I don't understand.
What do you think his coat size is? I mean, mine is a 56.
We gotta go faster. Chewy, go.
I can't guess that. I got in trouble yesterday for trying to guess a man's weight. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chewy's 300 pounds now. All right, let's just do it. We're there.
I'm under protest.
It's a Friars Friday.
I, too, am under protest.
I am under protest.
Fine, I'm not. Game's not. Friars Friday. Padres, best team in baseball.
It's almost like the people who got invited to the game yesterday and the people who didn't get invited to the
Nando
game yesterday.
Nando Tatis, 2 for 3. Hit a double yesterday. Couple
on opposite
of ribs.
Sides of this one.
Guys,
we like supporting
Cosmer,
things that are fun. Apparently, Jen and Chu want to be sticks in the mud.
No,
Jen,
we want to be invited to fun things.
I want to be invited to fun things like
baseball games.
I know what appliance fits Ashton. The toilet.
Everyone needs it.
Because you are so full of crap. Enjoy it. But when La Russa wins the World Series, you are not allowed to celebrate.
Watch me.
First of all, I can do whatever I want.
Jen, go beat him up.
Oh, God.
Bastion, run. Run.
I don't have time for that. Wind. I just got 12 edits I got to make to this piece that airs on Sunday. I'm a little bit under it right now, guys. And I was hoping to track my piece, just inside baseball, right after our show. But now there's no way. I got to rewrite these things. I got 12 edits I got to make. Oh, guys, never grow up. It's not as fun as it seems. Am I taking us down a notch?
Are you going to end the show?
Yeah, we're trying to have a good time.
Riley and Taos are waiting.
No, I don't think I will. How long could I stay on the air before they'd kick me off?
Will the Atoush next?